Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Now, I don't know, there's something I need to say here, or maybe there's something I need to, I'm trying to look for that scripture now. I stumbled on something in the scripture. Was maybe 2 days ago. And I just want to see if I can quickly get that scripture. I don't know if it's Nehemiah chapter 8. I saw something and it just spoke to me. I want to... Nehemiah chapter 8. Let's read from verse 4. We're going to read from verse 4 to 6, but I just want to set some things in order. You know, sometimes when you find that certain things work for certain people, sometimes you may not really know what their secrets are. And sometimes these things might be very, very little things. So I stumbled on something and it just occurred to me that, wow, this is actually in the Bible. Let's read the three verses here. Okay, let's read this standing. Let everybody stand. So I will read this, just follow me. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood. Now give me King James, because that platform is pulpit. Yeah. So Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattithiah and Shema and Ananiah and Urijah and Ilkiah and Maaseiah on the right hand, and on his left hand Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Ashum and Ashbadana and Zechariah and Meshullah. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. What book are we talking about? The book of the law. For he was above all people. And when he opened it, what happened? All the people stood up. Verse 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen and Amen, with the lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Please sit. Let's look at this very briefly. It's just an aside. But somehow, it seems to have some tandem with divine order. So I was somewhere, I don't know what I was doing, I was just waiting for something, and I stumbled on something. I just play around online, and I'm looking for scriptures, and I just stumbled on this scripture. And I'm like, wow. When the priest opened the scriptures, everybody stood in honor. They stood in honor of the word of God, not the priest. So I just realized, I said, we don't do this at Harvest Word. This was a scriptural practice in the Old Testament. So I thought about it. I said, wow. This is serious. Then I remember the scripture where the Lord said, I even honor my word more than my name. There is a body language. When the word of God is being taught, don't slouch. Be upright, as though you are the only one being spoken to. So when I saw this, if they took it a step further, after the scripture is read, they will lift up their hands and shout, Amen. The scripture also teaches in another part He said, I rejoice at your word as one that finds great spoil. Which means every time the word of God is being read or spoken, there should be shouting. That means, you see, the problem of a witch doctor doesn't arise until his oracles stop talking to him. Spiritual people know that their position is secured as long as they can call upon their God and he answers. The problem of the 400 prophets with Elijah was that their God ran away. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's the problem.
Yes, sir.
If their God was around to call down fire first, they would not even allow Elijah to do anything. Say, we are the first to call down fire. Don't worry. You have lost. So God ensured that rain fell. There was no network connection. Whatever happened to Baal, he didn't get the memo. The email was not delivering. We need you now. Urgent. The urgency of this mail is highly... What was that thing? Priority, the guy didn't see it. Or maybe the guy saw it and said, these people want to embarrass me. I know they go there. Maybe they die. I'll look for that prophet. The strength of our faith is only to the degree that by which God continues to speak to us. Whether it's in your house, you have something you are trusting God for, as long as God is not silent over you, you are okay. The moment you say he's had a couple of and he ignores you, we need to move fast. Because what that means is that even if the enemy is close to you, you don't know again. You have no advantage. So this will be our practice from now. Anytime we read the word of God, whether it's a child, and maybe we even have some children during the live service, second service or first service, they'll come and do the Bible reading because they seem to be anointed for it. Some of us are too used to it. So they will come and read, and we will all stand as the word. We will honor God's word. It will now be our culture in this church to stand when the word of God is being. Whether the person doing the reading says everybody stand or not, just stand wherever you are. Even if you are sick, stand. Because that is the person that will heal you. So just stand. Because if you are sick and the doctor says turn like this, you will turn. Alright. So today is about divine order. Let's read. Are we good on that? Alright. First Chronicles chapter 15. Were you blessed by the message in the first service? Only Pastor Tokwe knows how that message came out. So that's why we are laughing, because even the second this one now is coming from there. So I've copied it. I copy. First Chronicles chapter 15. Please pay attention to these things. It doesn't get better than this, believe me. Even if you go to a conference with all the big men of God, it doesn't get better than this, believe me. And it's not pride. Because when the word of God is being taught by inspiration, the power to make that word active is in that message. When the word of God is being taught by inspiration, the power to make that word you have heard functional in your life is in that message. So you have to believe it and receive it. If you don't do anything with it, over time you lose it. With what I shared with you this morning, you can change your life. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you went to school or you didn't go to school, wherever you are. If you practice these things, 6 months, 1 year, you will begin to see changes. Because there is no change that happens on the material realm that doesn't first commence or start in the spiritual realm. And if what is sitting over your life in the spiritual realm is gross darkness, then you need this message. If you find yourself that you have been praying and praying and praying and God is still not saying anything, that means the darkness is cutting your link off. So you need to do more than just saying, God got my back. It doesn't got your back. You need to go and read Genesis 1 and do what I asked you to do. Because even I, Oluwagbenga, when I'm done, I will still need to go and follow the same instruction. First Chronicles chapter 15. I think it should be from verse 4, if I'm not mistaken. Some of you have not read that part of the Bible for the last 4 years. What is it with Pastor Benga and the Old Testament today? Hallelujah. All my life, take over. Verse 11, 12, and 13. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle wings. Come breathe in me, all my life, take over. Come live in me, and I will run on you. If you want to walk with God, you have to be patient. God is not a Lagosian. God is not a Lagosian. He doesn't care about your traffic. Traffic time is prayer time. When you want to pray, don't break his door down and expect him to answer you. Take it easy. Take your time. If you don't have the time, God is a jealous God. If you don't have time, go and do other things. Come back. But when you want to stay with him, after, don't, because you only know when you, even you, our dear sisters that are here, if you spend 30 minutes, 20 minutes in the room with your husband, he now says he wants to go and see his friend, say for what? You are very jealous, but you come to God and expect God to understand. Why are you going to the viewing center to watch us now? See, watch it here. Meanwhile, we know that we need to be in the among the brotherhood to be able to shout and scream. When you come before God, there's an attitude, God's power. You become like a child. Eh? Don't come there like a man of God, His eminence. The name of the university that gave me another doctorate over the weekend in the US, eminence. They said this eminent fellow or something. That's what they put beside me. Eminent. I say it's only God that is eminent. But believe it or not, I'm not eminent too. So this morning I came to say, you are so good, you are so kind, Almighty God. You are so good, you are so kind, Almighty. You are so good, you are so kind. That degree means nothing, just a title. Edara Elawa Olubala, Edara 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 Elewa Olubala, Edara Elewa. You are so good, you are so kind, you are so good, you are so kind. Oh, this is how to come into His presence. So we are not in a hurry. Everything you want to tell Him, He already knows. You are so good, you are so kind. 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 My God, you are so good, so good. Ayele mere gadi azobalade. You are so good, you are so kind.
are so good, you are so kind. You are so good, you are so kind. You are so good, you are so kind. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. If your God is still alive, shout a big hallelujah. Believe me, if this was all we came to do for 5 hours, He would be so pleased. You know, God doesn't get authentic praise often. He doesn't. It may shock you that a lot of people are singing, but He doesn't get, like, you just came, not because you want anything. You just want to dance for me. Seriously, no prayer point. Nothing. Say no, nothing. But you're a banker. Say no. Today I came as your child. So you want to sing for me? Say, you want to sing for me? MD, chairman, you want to sing for me? Say, yeah, sing for me. Who am I? King David dance for you now. You are so good, you are so kind. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, what I'm about to share with you, please take your seats. It's not as important as this last 5 minutes. So, the service is almost over. Amen. So, when you go home and your husband starts his craze, just lift up your hands to him and say, you are so good, you are so kind. Say, stop it, sir. I will not stop it. I will not stop it. I will not stop it. Change, change. Even if Angel Michael comes now, some people will not dance. See, let me tell you, hold it. So, you see, what you need is just a glimpse into how worship is being done in heaven. You will repent. You will repent, I'm telling you. You are not big, oh. It's only people that think you are something. It's only the people you are helping that think you are important. You are not important. If I was God, I would not allow Paul to die. Quite useful. God watched him die. You are not big like that. You are not really big, oh. It's just that you are useful. You are not big, but you are useful. I like you. I like you. You are useful, but you are not big. In our kingdom, there is only one big man. Even where you are, brother, be dripping gold. You will roll on this floor with it. For God to look at you, because you are not big. All those things you are putting on your body, He made them. You are not big. Just settle it that this is the only thing you came to hear today. So that there can be divine order in your life. You are not big. Once you do get this lesson, salvation has come into your life. A rich man brought Jesus to his house. After eating and Jesus didn't preach. He just observed him. He just said, from today, everybody I cheated. Jesus didn't preach. That means you can be watching Jesus just by observation. He's preaching. Meanwhile, Jesus has been preaching to people all over. They wanted to stone him. When you want to walk with God, especially if you say you want to fast and pray 21 days, the Holy Ghost, don't break God's door down. Enjoy the fasting. Suffering must not be written on your face because you are fasting. Fasting time is God time. Our time, we time, you know. No, it's serious. I'm going to the mountain. You and who?
Are you going to fight? Calm down. I'm telling some people, they will not know why some of us are having it easy. There are only two answers when I go to God. Yes, I will do it, or I will not. Both answers, and once it's for me, I'm fine. Because I know there's no big man here, only God. You rest. First Chronicles. Let's read from verse 11. King James. Are you blessed? We got it? I don't got it. Or should we forget about it? And David called for Zadok. All these precious names. Amen. Zadok Nigeria Limited. I always see company names when I see all these names because they are unique. Once you submit them and say, see, it will just go. Abiata, the priest. Some of these names make the owners of the name forgive us because we have destroyed the names. And Uriel. For Uriel. This Uriel is the one church I used to go that time. They say it's an angel. Angel Uriel. When we get to heaven, we'll talk about it. Asaiah, Joel, Aha, Shemaiah, Eliel, Aminadab. 12. Some of you, when you read this, I just keep that part and jump to the one that makes sense. Farabale. If you want to work with God, you have to be patient. God that wrote the thing there, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. And he said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levite. Sanctify yourselves. When you need family deliverance, it starts from the top. Especially if the head of the family or the parents are Christians. For those of us that are here, you observe some things in your family, you want to correct them, you don't want your children to. God say what? Sanctify yourselves. Don't be alive. And it's your children say, Father, this family in the name of Jesus. Ah, away. And you are there. You say, God's grace, your grace. The grace of the battle you refuse to fight. Your own son at 15 is now saying, we must address this matter, and you are alive. God says, take responsibility. The reason, if the fathers decide to fight and settle this matter, the battle will be won quickly. Some of you are fighting the battles your parents left. That's why it's taking a long time. Because your authority needs to be established before those spirits listen to you. See, sanctify yourself, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up what? The ark of the Lord. Of the Lord God of Israel unto what? The place that I have. There is somewhere that God chose for his presence, for his ark. Verse 13 is my emphasis. For because you did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us. For that we sought him not. After what? The due order. That's what this message is all about. There's a way God wants to be approached. He doesn't like careless people. He doesn't like reckless people. He doesn't like people who are too free with their mouth. No decorum. No priestly decorum. No priestly courage. Badging like a drunkard. God doesn't like such people. You are coming to the presence of the king. Even if you are going to the governor's office, from the door they turn you back. You don't look like someone the governor wants to see. How much more God? See, we must understand what this, because we are talking about divine order. Do you know that the story of Genesis 1 is about order, restoration of order? This is not the earth that God created, and God is about to restore the earth to his former glory. Everything God did, from let there be light up to let us make man, was about order. Are we together? Now, I stumbled on this scripture like yesterday, and I was just amazed at sometimes the choice of language that the scripture uses. Put up verse 13. Do we have this in, I don't know, I didn't check message or amplify, but this word due order, it just got to me in a very strange way. You know, He said, for because you bought it not as God directed at the first. Can you see the language? You carried the ark. Do you know the story he was talking about here? Whose story is that? Uzzah. The man that tried to help God. Ah, they said, God will not see shame. The guy meant well. He paid for it with his life. God will never need the help of man. It is your privilege to be part of what he's doing. That's why for my loved ones, we'll read message, but I want us to round up with this amplified. That's why for those who believe they have to kill to get convert, let's test it. Throw away your sword. Beat it into plowshares. Let people decide if they want to follow you. Can't have all these pretty women covering their head from head. Who is going to appreciate the beauty? Let's test. Bring them to America. Bring them to Nigeria. Let them eat banga soup and know what's going on. You can't force me to stay with your God. The judgment, the reward for not following you should not be instant death by your hand. Let your God come and judge me. Religion is the most terrible thing that has ever happened to man. Religion. Once my son is a teacher, I will call him for a meeting. I will take him out. We will have a conversation. I have assisted you to this point. I have shown you the God that I serve. Today, choose ye whom you will serve. From today, I can only assist you with prayers. Your decision, God knows, I did not hide anything from you. We'll have that meeting. And I'll record it. Send a copy to my wife. Send one to my email. Put one in the church archive. Yes. Yes. I will not stand before God and God will say, No. No. I did not hide anything. There's a due order. The father of the house is supposed to be the first presenter of the gospel to his children. Did you hear what I said? The father of the house is not supposed to be sleeping and jollofing. The moment you say you want to marry, you're asking for work, not love. At 50 years, baby, what do you want for dinner? 50 years. Do you even know who you are in Christ? 50, baby. All right. Call yourself what you like. But the Bible says it's a due order. I'm sorry. This one is my own doctrine. It's not in the Bible. So please feel free to don't go and quote me at Insta blog. I said it's my doctrine, it's not Bible. Go and call yourself whatever you like. But those children, I hope they will not wake up and say, "What's your dice?" and say, "Baby." He said, because you bought it not as God directed, there is a way, there is a pattern. That brother did not belong to the family of priests. It's the same way some people can feel that what I do here is easy. Is it not to talk? I'll give you the mic now. But what I assure you is that if one arrow just flies from the Marine Kingdom now, you have to be sure that you are fortified. Many years ago, I casted a demon out of a person. The demons moved to my house for 3 days. I'm not joking. I was scared. I was a student who like, maybe SS2. I said, I've been hearing this kind of thing. They came every night. Once it's dark, start tormenting my soul. I cried to God for mercy. I'll not do it again. He saved me. Wait a minute. The demon left. They left the person. Now came. The demon I casted out was above my pay grade. to the king. If you have ever experienced torment of the soul, it's worse than beating a person with cane. Yeah. I couldn't shout. What will I tell my mom that I did? Overnight, for 3 days, 3-4 days, I would not even be able to pray. I'll just be taking the cane. But in the daytime, when they go, I will not pray. God have mercy. God have mercy. What is this? I will not do it. Say no, you will do it again. No? But I need you to understand how it works. Next time, ask me first before you cast out the demon. The moment I say go ahead, my authority will back you. Especially if you can see that this one is a stubborn one, or the spirit came into the person's life as a result of deliberate disobedience. Deliberate disobedience. Just say, I take my authority. Where is Saul? Okay, let's go and wait for him. He said, because you did not bear it as at the due order. Please put up a message. He said, because you, the first time we did this, you Levites did not carry it properly. And God exploded in anger at us. Because we did not make proper preparations and follow instruction. Do you see why even in the recreation of the earth in Genesis chapter 1, God didn't just come and say, as I wave my hand, let all the water, everything, instant. I don't want rubbish. Power! If God had done that, he would not know what really happened there. So he started with the basics. Let the spirit over the face. And this process is so important. I can't over explain it. For those of you that were here on Tuesday and here this morning, first said, I cannot over explain. Don't second guess this stage of the transaction. Don't second guess. Your authority for the next level is tied to this one. Don't just say, I'll be doing it for 3 days. No. Wait till he gives you a witness, a sign that you can proceed. That is when every word you have spoken will come alive. If you are losing your clients, they are not calling you, they are not picking your calls. Slow down. You, office manager, stay here. I'm coming. Carry your Bible. My customers are ignoring me. I know they are the major ones. I beg, leave phone first. Because Zafa tell it, that's what I don't know when we'll finish this prayer. I'm not saying anything in English. Just give me worship. When you hit that point, God will say, speak now. Say, let there be light. The problem is that we don't understand. We think God is a Lagosian. God is not in a hurry like that. Follow due process. There was a minister in this country, Madam Duke. Follow due process. I know I have a relationship with you, but go and apply first. We will not just give you the contract now. You apply. Let there be record that you registered, you did something, you know. We are not just dashing our girlfriend's contract. Go and apply. When it has to do with carrying the presence of the Lord, which is the right of every Christian, whether you're a pastor or you just got born again yesterday, you should be a custodian of the divine presence. God says there is a way to do it. And I tell you, for free, among other things, you must be tender-hearted. Tender-hearted. You must be malleable in his hands. Even when you want to leave, sometimes it just sounds like, I think I need to wait 10 more minutes. And you respond. God will not use his mouth to tell you. He will just signal that, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Yes, that's the way it works. When you have stayed like him for long, he has established a level of trust with you. You will now begin to hear his voice in a way you have never experienced it. When you see men of God, you say, I was praying last night, the Lord spoke to me in my left ear. He said, left ear? Don't sweat it. It's not today. When I became involved with the occult in the year 1993, it was this issue of hearing that took me into the occult. I didn't know. I was sitting in my class, and a man that claimed to be Jesus appeared to me in the classroom. I was a new Christian. I was too excited that I'm just starting my life and I've seen Jesus. I didn't know that it was a familiar spirit. Said, I am Jesus, the one you seek. Eh? You know, I started imagining like all these robot they have done, people that wrote books like I went to heaven, like, I'm going to write my own book. This is how they saw it. I was so excited. He said, come. No, not you. It's the demon was telling me to come. So gloriously white. That it is very white doesn't mean it is God, though. Some demons just like white. So don't be confused by color. Jesus may come wearing red or black. So don't deceive yourself with color. In him was light, not his dress. Don't be deceived. You can wear a cowboy hat and come to your house. So don't be deceived. You can wear a face cap backwards. Don't be deceived. Just behave yourself and farabale. Don't put God in a box. Oh. If you know him, you won't try it. Don't put him in a box. He will show up in a way you'll be shocked. You won't even be able to talk like, Jesus, even you? Say yes now. Don't like the cap. That demon came, he hugged me. That was the when I started. Let me not scare our little ones. That's how it started. Thank God for Brother Lawrence and Brother Bidemi. I didn't know something had happened to me. All I just noticed is that sometimes I'll be walking in the midst of people. No, but it's like I became almost invincible. I would just walk through. You will not know. I would have, did I see me in Ghana? See, like I just walked almost unnoticeable. The powers were becoming very intense. It was seduction. It was seducing me. That's when I taste power. I like this. Then I stopped going for fellowship. That was where they now knew that this is my new power. There's something wrong with it. So when they noticed I wasn't coming, they went to block me in the class. Say, come, what's wrong with you? I said, not. Say, the Lord told me last night that the enemy has laid a siege on you. I said, me? Say, yes. If Brother Lawrence tells you that the enemy is in your house, he's in your house. We didn't have many distractions then. So apart from school, we just pray. There's nothing to do. So I was praying. God told me. The Holy Spirit told me the enemy had laid his hand on him. So follow me. Reluctantly, I went with them. But Lawrence, they held my hand because they felt I would run away. They held my hand. So this is not the one. Do you want to be free? Do you believe in deliverance? Whether you believe or not, give me your hand. Drag me to the farthest classroom, Command Secondary School, Bauchi State. It was in that moment I knew something had happened. I didn't know. That's the first time I experienced the power of worship. I've shared this story before here now. Huh? They sang, Brother Lawrence took a song, Arise, O God, let your... That was the first day I heard a song that created manifestation. Serpents started moving in my body. Physically, like this. See the way they were slithering in my body. Like, you see it in my hands. You see the... I open... They didn't pray. When I tell you, stop listening to all these artists. It's because I have seen the power of worship. If you want to do Aria... You know what Aria... You know Tumba? You want to do Tumba, just feel Aria. You enjoy yourself. That's separate. You see the song that will give you, take you into God's presence. Don't mess with it. Oh. Have your list somewhere. If you want to meet with God, don't go and be doing we will be many. It will be that song is a very deep song. Now prostitutes are singing it. Well, may the Lord save their soul and bring them in through the song. People that are undressed because they want to show feminine power, they are on Facebook, dancing will be many. You are who? You are already alone. You and who will be many in this prostitution business? Is that what you mean? That will be many in this unclad business? No, we are not with you. They raised that song. Come on, are you here? When they looked at my body and saw body movements, large pipe snake. Something moved. I opened my eyes. I looked at my body. No prayer. The power of worship. We are not here to negotiate. See, arise, O God. Let your enemies. God has enemies. Say me, I don't believe in deliver. Like you don't know where you came to. That God you say is giving you peace of mind has enemies. You want to be in this family, in this kingdom. We will train to be a warrior. So that the enemy doesn't take your children away from you. The enemy won't destroy your business. Devil knows you. He won't tell you not to go to church. If he destroy your business and God forbid one of the children somewhere starts smoking in there, you will be disorganized now. So let's take that one. Leave him. He will stop preaching. There was a pastor in Uganda that they caught like that. The man was a prayer warrior. He was an intercessor. They tried to stop him. They couldn't stop him. They eventually went for his daughter. The moment they got the daughter, the man became distracted. Couldn't pray again. Open your eyes. Look at where your children. Let me see your phone. How many accounts have you opened on Instagram now? You have secret account, are you? Yeah, open it. Let me see. I'll explain to you. When they saw what was happening, broad daylight, they said, "We'll not pray here." They took me to a teacher's, like a lab. That lab had no light. It was another dark corner of the school. So I don't know about, in those days, our schools, they have many nungus. Sorry for my American friends. Places where if they are destroying your life there, nobody will know. I was there, they locked the door. They started praying. That serpent manifested. After like an hour plus, I heard a sound, literal, like the sound of speed. It was a spiritual sound, but I heard it with my literal ears and my natural eyes open. So that was, it's what we call the open vision. You are seeing something spiritual, but you are seeing it as if with your physical eye. But you are the only one who can see it. Yeah. That was my first experience. I heard a sound of clanging or clinging rings, like metals. I opened my eyes and I saw two rings drop out from my finger, gold rings drop out from my finger on the floor. So when I heard that sound on the floor, I opened my eye. I saw the rings. Then they vanished. Remember, we are in the darkness in that room. Brother Lawrence now opened his eyes. Said it's gone. He didn't see what I saw, but he picked it in the spirit. He said it's gone. I saw God save me. Next day, like I said, I carry my Bible, I call church. So, I'm not there for those who they sit for back. I did here. Let's rise on our feet. Let's begin to bless God for that. And I know where they went to pick me from yesterday. I arrange myself. I sit down. This is not the days of place. Let's move forward. I did here. Others may move forward. Me, I'm ready here. Since that day, when I see people operating serpentine spirit, I know them. One of my experiences then, when I was with them briefly, was that I noticed that some of the dance steps that are popular now was what they were dancing there. Yes. You see the dance steps like slithering style kind of. Yes, it was there. That's what many of you are dancing and saying you will be many. Anyway, since you are not there, you can claim ignorance, but are you here? So that's my own experience anyway. So that's why I'm a bit picky, especially with music. I'm very picky. Maybe by now I've become a no-cut grandmaster. Because Satan never starts anything without a plan. Say this one would have served God. Let's hijack him early. Seduce him with power. Satan is not a fool. He's a strategist. Yeah. So let's talk about divine order so we can round up here. There's a divine order that pertains to how your home should be governed. The father, not the husband, though. And I'm speaking about a home with the context of there are children. Huh? Is the head. The husband or the father is a priest. Before God, is a priest. Which means the people under your care, if anything happens to them, God will ask you. So don't negotiate your recklessness and say the children will be alright. After all, we too were on the streets and we're alright eventually. You know, there are people that think that way. That everybody will do alright. The times we are in, your children will have to deal with the cyberspace and the physical space. So they may not be alright. Because the battle is now coming from different. In those days, if you did the wrong thing, your neighbor can discipline you. And when your dad comes, your father will add to it. Now, if you touch my child, I will ask you, Michael, Mr. Michael, why? Now, see, the boy is running fever. I had to ask my daughter, I said, do they beat you people in school? She said, no. I said, why now? Why do not beat you people? Because they are paying so much, oh, they need to beat you. Oh. If you commit a crime, they'll call your parents. So what do you want me to do? Will I kill my daughter? I won't kill my daughter now. So she now explained that sometimes they ask you to go on suspension. I said, Piki, when no one goes to school before. Piki, when no one goes to school before, I say suspension. I go, there they watch Netflix. They play with their Snapchat. You must understand that your role in that family is not to be giving birth to children alone. The more God blesses you with children, the more your priestly function increases. Which means you have a right to go before God and say, what about this one? What's your plan for her? What about this one? What's your plan for him? Then when the child is now about to make a career decision, no, you won't force your idea on the child, but you can guide. Because you already have an idea. Not that you're not asking your child, so how do you want it? What do you want? You two are clueless. That's how you so say, I want to study history. You know, I, God forbid, like, I'll be very worried immediately. I'll be worried, like, history. I don't have a problem with history, but, Abba, who did this to us? History. I like Napoleon Bonaparte. I love when they taught us about the Battle of Armageddon. When they told us, are you planning to fight in the Battle of Armageddon? What's your problem? Your job as a priest is massive. I mean, when we have a family, whatever, we should talk about it. Because sometimes people don't know. The men feel that once they pay the school fees, they are free. You are not free. I came to tell you are not free. Your job is to hear God for the family. But if you cannot hear God for yourself, because Sakpa and our brother at Abuja has finished you. Our parents many times will come home, the money they were paid finished before they got it. Many men died young in this country, not because of sickness. The problem was too much. They just slept, they didn't wake up again. I went to preach in Benin. Somebody told me, say, in Benin here, it is women that are landlords. Don't say yes. Have you been there? Yes. So we are the men. We must begin special prayers for the freedom of our Benin brothers. Because it's not a good sign. Before you know it, it becomes a pattern. It's been very long that we have been hearing that, you know. So you, the men, and you that will be fathers tomorrow, must understand that you are not marrying that girl because you love her. Once you marry her, we escort you to the altar. We'll wave to you. You are going back home. When you turn back, you will not see me. You will not see all the people that has danced with you. You are now left with a document saying this is now your assignment in this family. Nothing must happen to this woman. Nothing must happen to this woman. If you want a man to love you, find out how much he loves God. Yeah. Don't deceive yourself and say, okay, see, I'll call him now. You start running here. If a woman calls you and starts running, there's something wrong with you. He said that you don't have anything you are doing with your life or your time. Some people don't want to talk about it. Want to be society accepted. I don't care about that. I'm telling you, as a man, grow up. Prove your love for your wife by defending her, by protecting her, making her feel secure around you, not to be a sissy. Is this marriage Steve and Mary? Or is it Mary and Maria? Because we need to know who are the people in this marriage. Male, female. That's how God made them. See? Where are you? I want shawarma. Except your wife is pregnant. Huh? I'm not, please, some of you, what you heard me say was I don't do things for wife. That's not what I said. I said don't be a sissy. I didn't say don't do things for, I'm not saying don't surprise your wife. That's not what I said though. Because some people specialize in misunderstanding people. I said, I'm not saying don't give your wife up. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be a man. That's why we put you in the marriage. That you grew up in a family of four women. Doesn't mean when you talk, you'll be waving your hands like this. Like, what's wrong with you? That's for your wife. That's for your daughter. What's your problem, man? You are laughing, but this is how the system kept grooming us. When we were growing up, we did not know how the undergarments of our parents, we didn't know what it looked like. They started grooming us. It started with the waist. We started seeing certain things. Now somebody can come on live camera, unclad. She's probably wearing a t-shirt, but nothing is hidden. You are being trained. You know, you didn't click like on that video, but you are being trained. There's something that is coming. So when that thing comes, you won't be shocked. It will just breeze in. Instagram was sent to train you. What your pastor taught you for over the years, Instagram was sent to remove it. So if you don't use wisely, you will just wake up and say, well, after all, is the body God gave her. Who told you? Who told you? You mean a body that is being misused? And that you're a man doesn't mean you can just come out bare chested and say, because you are a gym instructor. Hello? Bare-chested. Come on now. Are you sure you have the real Holy Spirit? Or the fake one? Because we need to. Because some of these things, if you have the real Holy Spirit, we shouldn't be having this conversation. I'm talking about the order. You cannot tell me that the only Bible verse you know is the one that God told a pastor to marry a prostitute. That's the only Bible verse that you know. That you remember. A woman said to me, let me not repeat this sentence. So I told my husband, I know that you cheat on me, but my car is on my family. That's what she said. I was working at the bank. So she used to back those things and give him. That just take it in case you find yourself in a situation. Don't give me HIV. Don't give me this. A woman, I just look at her. But she posted on her BBM, scriptures, book of Psalm, Psalm 30, Psalm 90. But the word of God was not in her heart. You think you are the target. It's your children. By the time your children grow up, they will grow up to see nudity and waywardness as the real world. To now say, look at it in the Bible. Say, I don't believe in the Bible. They are grooming us. They are grooming us to become used to what they are bringing. And that's why God says, restore the order. Bring my presence into your house. When you want to explain certain things to your children, don't just tell them, in this house, You must be born again. No, sir. I must not be born again. But I must be your child. I don't have to be born again. If they know they cannot resist you, they will play your game until they leave the house. So I prefer the question and answer method. I was asking my son, I said, when I went to preach somewhere, I asked him, so I went with him. I said, how do you think God speaks to me? Conversational. How do you think God speaks to me? Do you know how long I've been hearing God's voice? 10 and a half years. I was 10 and a half years old. Because after I got delivered from that snake society, I don't know if they changed their name now, but the only way God will preserve me is to start speaking to me. I started reading again. I read again like mad. I knew I needed to catch up on a lot. My brother Humphrey was anointed, but he didn't know again. Brother Bidemi, he was anointed, but again, where he won't reach. I started investing. Do you know at some point we photocopy all those egging books, all those material? We were, in those days of record, tape recorder, some of these tape recorders have the recording, the beep, oh God, A and B. So we'll record the message we borrowed from our friend on the, sometimes the cassette is, there was something else on it. We have over recorded, after the thing started malfunctioning. Just to be able to listen, because the guy will not give you that tape for a long time. Those tapes were very rare. They were imported, they were brought in. So once I give you, tomorrow you must return. In the days of what's that Walkman? There's something Walkman. We used to we'll buy pin batteries. Is it Walkman? Walkman. There's a small one, red like this. We don't wear a headset and we just go about. Sometimes when we don't have money to buy batteries, we'll put the battery in the sun. Shake it, put it. Just to listen to a message. You don't know what you have now. But we are working with God. Sometimes you sit with your friend. Did you listen to the message? My battery. Okay, may I listen to that one? You exchange notes. That's what friendship was. Hey, do you know where it's going down? I don't know where it's going down. I know the word of God, but I don't know where it is going down. The subject of divine order first must start with your life. If you are not able to put government, divine government in your life and follow the lamp, the leading of the Lamb of God, even if you are married to a prayer warrior, somebody may be prayerful but not know how to submit to God. They can pray a storm but not know if he does something wrong. God, if he shouts on his wife, God can't correct him. Because that's how he prays. Even when he prays, he shouts. Please, are you with me? Put up that first scripture, 1 Chronicles 15. He said the first time that we did this, go back to King James. He said we did not follow the proper order. Which suggests to me, if I'm about to carry out certain transactions in the spirit, I need to first of all see God's face. How do we go about this? There are some major decisions we need to make in this church right now. And up till now, I can't do anything because I'm confused. I don't know what to do. I called the other pastor. We don't know what to do. So I called my pastor sometimes. I said this. He said, no, nothing more. I said, Pastor. I said, okay, sir, I've heard you. But I want to hear God. I'll now go back to him. Baba, can you only walk? There will be a major crisis somewhere. I said, I have to hear God. At least I need to know I'm guided by counsel. Some of you may not know the value of what I'm saying until people's lives depend on you. You now realize that one wrong decision puts people at risk. You have a company of about 10, 12 people. One wrong decision, everybody can be fired. Everybody, the company can shut down. So if you don't master this matter of divine order, when do you want to start? When you have a big woman that God said, take care of her. Some people are still so blessed. I don't want to use the other word. They can ask their wives to go out in the dead of the night to buy something. Dead of the night. Sir, you are wrong. You are wrong. I know nobody will tell you because you are the land of the tribe of your house. But you are wrong. You can't send a woman out at 12 midnight, 11 midnight, to go and do what? We need to restore divine order in our families. If you sought the face of God before you started your business, excuse me, you have no right to take God out of it. I'm not saying put Jesus is Lord International Company on your business name. That's not what I said. I said while others are doing their jobs, you as MDCU must go to God and say, Lord, I hope we are pleasing you. Is there anything you have us do? God can tell you that one, sack him. Recruit somebody else for this. I'm bringing a project very soon. You may not even have the foggiest idea about what the Lord is, but you just obey. As long as you defer to him, as long as God knows you defer to him, he will always talk. That's the divine order. If God knows that you will not do some things until you come to him and pray, he will always have something to say. Sometimes, even before you pray, he will send a message to you. Now, speaking of divine order, let's talk about partnership. A lot of people struggle in life because they are hooked to the wrong person. A lot of married people married who came, not who they loved. And they lied. They say, God told me. God did not tell you that she's your wife. You married her because she's yellow. Not fair, yellow. You just have a thing for skin. And it's all right. God put those desires in man. However, don't mention God's name and say it was the one who told you she's your wife or he's your husband. Huh? There are certain things women look for, and there are things men look for. No quarrel. However, if that person was not meant to be in your life, how many minutes will it take you to know? I don't trust myself. I don't trust my emotions. I don't trust my feelings from here to here. Because when I like you, I become blinded. And that's why even in the prophetic ministry, it is very challenging as a prophet. When people become too close to you, you may begin to struggle to hear God about them because of familiarity. So as a pastor, I am close to people, but I still maintain a healthy distance so that God can speak to me about you. And I asked someone, what can I do to improve on? The person said, there's nothing you can do. I even heard a popular, global, worldwide apostle say, there's nothing you can do. See, God gave me a key. He said to remain in touch with your prophetic side, especially with people that are close to you. He said, be neutral. When they bring a matter to you, be neutral. Don't be emotional that, oh, because you know them. No, be neutral. Be professional. Be a doctor. Be neutral. See, when you can maintain neutrality, you will hear my voice. If you are saying, oh, because she's my wife, or because she's my husband, you will not hear clearly. You'll be hearing mixed voices. Why are we in the situation we are today? Because the serpent came to the garden, didn't respect the divine order, and he went to the woman. You cannot make a major decision in your family without the approval of your husband. That's the way God made it. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Because that man will be required to take the bullet for everybody in the family if it goes south. The man is not guaranteed long life. He can be shot anytime. So what it means to be a man is a serious matter. Make sure your children have godly male influences. Don't pamper people. My brother has a son in university. The boy doesn't know how to approach me because he thinks I'm a big man of God. So my sister called me and said, I don't know why this boy is running away from me. I said, let me call him. Give me his number. He said, how are you doing? He said, what's up now? I said, I'll be in your school very soon. Send me your account number. Let me break the ice. What the boy doesn't understand is that the warfare he has been fighting before he was born, I have the information. Even to the degree that my brother does not. I have not said one word in that family till today. And the Lord made it very clear to me, say, take care of that boy. So very soon I will go to his school, where he's studying. I will take him out, we'll sit down, we'll talk. And I'll tell his father, when next is on break, let him come to Lagos. No need to go to, your house is far. You live in the north. Let him come to me. I will now start discipleship. If you grew up in a house where your father did not really love you, a order has been broken. If you grew up in a house where you were abused by your uncles who stayed in the same compound or in the same house with you, an order has been violated. And instead of talking big with your mouth, we need to find a way to repair that broken wall. There are a lot of things we see and we shout at, why is this person behaving like this? He's only responding. The girl or the boy is only responding to traumas that have been unaddressed. The boy didn't just wake up to start wearing studs and earrings now. Even though I don't have a problem, it is your ear. But I mean, sometimes I was listening to an American preacher. No, he's not a preacher. He's a young guy. The guy doesn't even believe in God. But the guy made a statement. He said, women who wear nose rings, and he's an American. He said, go and check them very well. Most of them have daddy issues. That thing they wear is a sign of rebellion. Now, I didn't verify what he said. Huh? But if I checked, didn't have a strong fatherly influence. And because they didn't meet Christ on time, you will see them sometimes, they're like, wow, why would you do this to your own body? For whatever reason, God clearly told us, do not mark your bodies in the scripture. Don't mark your bodies. New creation didn't take away that. Don't mark your bodies. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. These are not things that, I mean, like, you know, like I said, some people may choose to argue. And let us agree to disagree. However, this matter of divine order is better understood after you come into under God's government. When we started this church, you know, because I worked in the bank, so I am used to wearing a pair of suit every day. I wear suit every day. I wear tie, suit, tie, suit, tie. So when we started this church, the Lord said, I told the Lord, I said, I can't wear suit. I said, I will not wear suit. He said, no problem. I said, really? He said, no, so just go as you are. You have my word. Preach it. I was so happy. I said, I look like all those American pastors that are just, you know, dressed down. That's how I started. So why I said it was because I've worn suits all my life. It didn't make any sense to me. Like, this is too much for me. Like, I want to be free. Years after the church started, I don't know what it was that I wore. I was in front of the mirror. I just turned back. Oh yeah, I'm going to go to church. The Lord said, where are you going? I said, we are going to church. I said, like this. I said, you told me. He said, I know what I said. Go back and change your and wear something proper. I know what I said. Go and wear something proper. I said, now so now you do here. He said, forget whatever you want to say. Go and wear something proper. I said, yes, sir. I said, you deceive me, child. I did not remember that you deceived me. You told me that it doesn't matter. I said, we are still doing, we are campaigning. Now we have won election. So, dress according to your office. Dress according to your office. So I went back and I changed. At this level, the Lord may permit certain things for you. Can wake up, you sometimes you won't pray for this. We don't leave you. Because you're a baby. There are people praying for you. There are people calling your name. Your mom is a prayer warrior and says, Ata, my son is in Lagos. Ah, oh my God, my king. It's as if you pray because prayer is covering you. Then one day your mom will be sick for 3 weeks. No time to pray. You start having problems at the office. Why am I having a back to back query? What's happening to me? I don't know. I'm so frustrated. I'm depressed. Now they say my mom is sick again. My son, pray. When I first became a Christian, if I was ever sick, I would just lay my hands on myself. As Agin taught us, in the name of Jesus, I proclaim the word of faith and I speak healing over my body. My brother, not the next day, instantly. Who said I'm right? You know that thing. One day I now had running stomach. I just went to the mirror. I looked at myself. I wanted to demonstrate faith. Power! Be healed. I've read the Wiggle Sword. I've read. I had to admit that, Oga, this thing is still there. I was not feeling fine at all. I said, Lord, you abandoned me. I said, I prayed, I believed, I confessed. I did as we were taught. The Lord said, it's time to grow. I said, what does that mean? He said, you start praying long hours. I said, is that why you could have said that without making... He said, no, you won't understand. He said, now start praying. He said, but for this one, go and treat yourself. What amazes me the most, man of God, is how I can have tablets, malaria tablets in my pocket. And I'll be praying for people and they are getting healed. Huh? But me, after the service, I'm going to the hospital. I say, God, sorry. If it's faith, I know faith. I am anointed. He said the anointing is for them, not you. I anointed you for them. Huh? If they are not here, that anointing will not function. He said, but you must grow by faith. If there's anything you want to fix, you must grow by faith. Because if you jump up, you come down. But if you grow up, you stay up. Say, grow. My son, grow. Grow. There's something you still do not know. So I had to change the way I began to study the Bible. I don't study the Bible with intention. Like I study it like there's something I don't know. I look at some of the analysis Pastor Buki puts. I'm just amazed. Like, wow. You know, because sometimes you think you've seen somebody brings another angle. Like, just amazing. See, let me tell you. Some of your battles, the reason why you experience temporary relief and then the battle comes back viciously or more viciously, it's because you didn't start with the right order. The children of Israel went to pick up the Ark of the Covenant. That Ark had been gone for years. Huh? The God of the Covenant was fighting the Philistines. In fact, it destroyed their God. It's a serious matter. God did not want to share the same room. You know, the temple belonged to Dagon. When God came, he said, it's now my own. I don't understand. Why so territorial? It's just like women. Oh. You know that thing, women picked it from God. Yes, women are very territorial. They don't want, you know, it's my space. If every woman had the choice, she won't live with another woman. They love their space. When I like my flower vase here, nobody should touch it. This is the way it is. I like my, this color of rug. I don't, this kind of mattress. And it's just it's the way God made them. So don't even shout, just let them enjoy that. You know, your wife is not married to you to be a slave. And she's not married to you to lose her personal values. Your wife likes certain things. Allow her. If you want peace of mind. I rest my case. Wait. What's today's date? I thought it was 10 too. Okay, we still have time. Why do you want to clap now? All these things are evidence against me. They will be used against me in the court of law. Say you said it. You can have whatever you want anyway. So, Avec. Let's round up. That act, you must understand that the reason why you are the way you are as a woman is because God gave you a part of himself. The reason why a man is the way he is that God gave him a part of himself. Huh? When he created us. So don't feminize your husband. And don't make your wife a man. Let her enjoy being a woman. You may be a prayer warrior, but please allow her to be a woman. When you are married, some of you don't know. You invite everybody in the neighborhood to come and visit you. You forget that you are putting your wife under a lot of pressure. You don't know. Say, we are blessed people. We love to love people. We love you and who love to love people. You went to bring the whole village. Who loves to love people? Oga, look for somewhere else and take these people because you go and ask your wife. You know your wife is very patient. She doesn't talk. Go and ask her when you get home that I said this thing, whether I'm lying. You put them under, even if she doesn't want to do anything, she's already under pressure. If you love people, go and rent a basketball court and do whatever God sent you. You now turn your sweet, pretty. Meanwhile, when you married her, you know where you met her at somewhere in Amsterdam when you went for vacation. She didn't look like someone that was suffering. You now brought her in now. She'll be using fire. We cannot use gas. Let's use firewood. We have 20 people in the house. They say 5 more people are still coming. Ah, bro. Bro, is this why you turned your wife to? Shedada, we are not a good person. You now turn this pretty looking girl to someone saying, sorry, how many people are still coming? You didn't even tell how people were coming. You just brought the whole village into the house. You just say, this. God will have mercy on you. All these brothers, God will have mercy on you. If you really love your wife, don't let her be slaving for other people. You won't get it there. Don't worry. Don't let your wife slave for that. She's your wife, not theirs. She's your wife, not theirs. Let us share the grace. Come, people don't like this. I'm telling you how you will live long. The kind of work your wife doesn't do for you, she'll be doing it for other people. In the name of brotherly love. There was a time in this church about 4 years ago, I announced to all the pastors, my wife's not cooking for anybody again. Yes. If you come here with your prayer points, everything. My food is not part of what we are going to talk about. Kilode! I just thought about it. This thing will cause problem. I just announced. Before the problem manifested, I announced. I said, my wife will not be cooking. When you come, eat before coming. If you come to someone's house, they can offer you a drink. Why must they cook? What's your problem, bro? Say, you are not asking them, what do you have? You're asking some, you came to visit someone, you're asking them, what do you have? You cannot make heaven like this. You say, what do you have? They ask, you say, my pastor will say, Kileni. Is this a restaurant? What? You don't know how annoying it is. That she is asking you doesn't mean you should fall for the temptation. She doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean, she just asked out of courtesy. Say, pastor, what do you care for? I don't care for anything. Give me water. This is not a restaurant. It's not a buka. It's not a, where is that one in Yaba, that White House? This is not a Malaska. This is not, when you come, eat before coming. Don't come and slave somebody's wife. And your wife is getting angry, but you are not seeing it. You think, oh, my wife is, she's blessed, she can accommodate. From today, we will not accommodate anything again. When you get home, go and tell your husband, if you don't tell me before they come, and confirm that I'm emotionally available once they come enter the kitchen. You must respect your spouse now. What is this? Respect your spouse. Some of all this binding and losing, you will not need it if you respect each other. Your wife is always at the receiving end, always managing with you. From today, we will not manage again. Go and do the right thing. Man of God, when they carry that, you know, when I read the Bible, this is the way I interpret my own Bible. Some people have high rema. Me, I use low rema. I don't have big. Somewhere in my head, why the guy was just trying to be responsible? Why will I be there and the ark of the Lord will collapse? It's better for me to fall than for the ark to fall. The guy meant well. Except that even before that man was born, the Lord had given clear instructions. Even the high priest could not come before the ark carelessly. The high priest. Not to talk of you, you cannot come just anyhow. Say, I just passed you. Say, I want to greet you. Want to greet God. You are passing. You just, who are you? Where is your family? Say, I'm Uzziah. Yeah, Uzziah, you are a dead man. You're a dead man. The high priest will have something tied like a bell to his feet. That's how serious, that's how holy, that's how consecrated, that's how separated from us God is. Say, because we are in Christ, his thoughts are now our thoughts. Who told you? Who are you? Your pastor can't say this thing you said. Say, my thoughts, hallelujah. New creation. Michael, say, God, just ignore them. Let's go to China. Those people in Nigeria, they are another breed. So we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have the mind of Christ. But I hope you know it's to a degree. It's to a degree. No, don't go and be telling people what you are thinking is what God is thinking. Because when God comes and says, Moses, stretch your hands. Who would have seen that coming? Stretch your rod. Don't you think God could have had a nicer way of dealing with them? God just got bored. Let's do something new. Buried an entire army in the water. God's problem was not that they were fighting Israel. God's problem was that despite all I did to you guys, you didn't get the cue to back off. That's why when you have enemies that refuse to turn back, you find that eventually somebody will die. Yes. Somebody came to me one day, I was praying for. I said, this person is in your family. I said, if I pray, somebody will die. I said, don't let me pray. I said, Pastor, I said, don't let me pray. If I pray, there will be no chance for salvation for that person. They brought the ark with a new system. They just placed it on a new cart. And God's mandate did not allow that. But because they were Philistines, God left them. You are comparing yourself to an unbeliever. And you have been in church for years. And you know what the word of God says. You go online and you argue cases like an unbeliever. Because you refuse to be taught in the world. You want to be wise. You want to be modern. You want to be Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Listen to me. Our God is an old school God. God didn't ask you to defend him. God didn't ask you to go online to defend him. He can defend himself. God didn't ask you to defend him. Rest your case. When he does his own talking, everybody will be quiet. Which man is a man of God? Which man is a man? Leave it. When it's time, we will know. A pastor came to our Benin church asking our Benin pastor to tell him the kind of charm he uses to bring people to church. I didn't say another church. I said Harvest World. And when my pastor said, we only fast and pray here, he said, no. He said, I am a pastor. I've been pastoring in this area for 20 years. Only my wife, my children, and myself go to the church. You came here under 1 year. You're having 30, 40 people. My guy, I know we are pastors. Leave that one. Show me the way. He said, are you the senior pastor? He said, no, I'm resident. He said, can you connect me? He said, maybe it's your senior pastor that is doing the thing from there. He said, sir, unfortunately, this is a pastor talking. Imagine you are looking for a church on Sunday morning. You just saw that signboard and you went in. A pastor that is desperate for power and is willing to do anything. My pastor came for me and said, Pastor, this is what is going on. I felt sorry for the pastor. Because if only he knew that the veracity, accuracy, and the establishment and approval of a local assembly is never in a crowd. If only he knew that where two or three are gathered, he will be there. If only he knew. And stop putting himself under pressure. Maybe God's assignment for him was to win his family. And then one of his children will rise up in the future and win the world. He didn't know. The guy was under pressure looking for charm. We are all called to be in Christ. But our individual assignments will be different. Come on, relax now. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Follow the divine order. Instead of praying and fighting and binding, take 2-3 years to find out how the Lord will want you to organize your life. Then follow the plan. Anybody that is coming from anywhere, if he doesn't provide the other half of that plan, it cannot be your husband, cannot be your wife. I love you, but love is not enough. Yes, for me, loving is not a problem, but me, I know love is not enough because I can easily unlove you. Feelings, just cook, just be nice to me, call me, check up on me, be nice to me, talk in very soft tones. The feelings will come. But at some point, Adam, where are you? My system will do a forced reboot. It is not mercy. The one I've prepared is not mercy. It's not Ada. It's not Chika. You will see it clearly. I love you, but it's not enough. The ones that I serve, the ones who own me, must tell me you are the one. Because I serve an altar. I can't do what I like. It is only in this part of the world they tell you that you can be in Christ and do what you like. Those who follow deities know they can't do what they like. I can't leave my wife, no matter how bad she gets or becomes. The one who brought her must be the one to legislate on that matter. It's beyond me. Because in the days to come, you will need more than willingness to be married, to stay married. I love you, but we are still going to divorce. Say, irreconcilable differences. You are deceiving yourself. Irreconcilable difference. If you truly say we are going to stay, we are going to work together, we are going to take care of our children. If you want to take care of children, stay married. And this is not to say, and let me say this to many of you who find yourself on the wrong side, because some of you are just unfortunate and you may be listening online, find yourself being hooked up to the wrong person that messed up your life. And listen to me, it is not the end of the world. You will be happy again. Because some people were sent to hijack your destiny, such that nobody is willing to touch you again. But in these days that is coming upon us, the love of Christ will rise so deeply within us, people's past will no longer be an issue. Yeah. I said people's past will no longer be an issue. Yeah. I said the past of, because we all got a past, it's just that some of us have mastered the art of hiding our own past. We've mastered it. We have become very good at it. People didn't know that I used to be homosexual. They didn't know. Why look at someone like myself and say that I look like someone that was homosexual? I did a show for face. Being groomed as a child, being groomed. Satan loves grooming. Because there's something about grooming. Prayer can't stop grooming. Once they groom you to a level, you will need more than prayer. Because that is now your body. That is now the way you feel. That is the way you... Some were groomed to be wife beaters. They saw the way their dad would wind his hand, and give the woman a death blow. The woman will roll on the floor. So, where's my food? 12 midnight, drunk. He would losing his button, one side like this. He would wind his hand. They saw it. The man was grooming. Oh, God, the Lord forbid. If you have ever been in that kind of a family, the curse stops today. Amen. You won't touch your wife again. Hey. And for those of you beating your husband, you won't beat your husband again. They are not here. for whatever reason. If a man truly is in Christ, he should be able to have a happy home. Because Jesus is the real head of that house, not you. Tonight, as we go home, we'll go home and fix all the broken altars. Let's start with our families. Sit with your children and explain to them how you became a Christian. Whether you have a child, forget about the challenge in your life. Call, if they are not even around, call them. When else are you going to be around? Sit with them. Let me teach you my doctrine. Your husband was in my house a few days ago. While he was there, your daughter called him. So, Daddy, where are you? You know, somewhere in my head, I just keep seeing her as that baby. Yeah. So, the girl, like, it just hit me that the girl actually can make a call. Like, the girl, Mommy Tammy's daughter, called the father was with me, came to visit us. He said, Daddy, where are you? Say, I'm with Pastor. Say, Daddy, come home now. Say, I'm coming. Say, then buy bread. That was such a beautiful experience for me. Like, a few years ago, they couldn't have that kind of conversation. A few years ago, even if the man wanted to talk to his daughter, the only thing he can do is rock her. Don't cry. The girl doesn't even know what the man is saying. She stops crying. Now the girl is asking, Dad, where are you? Demanding accountability. And say, Daddy, buy bread. The girl already knows it is the role of the father to provide. So she reminds him, Mommy's not at home. Buy bread. How old is she? She's just 6. She reminds the dad. Dad said, I won't forget. The dad told me, so I want to get to the bakery. I said, that's all right. You need to answer the call of destiny right now. Such a beautiful family. Do you understand? It's just wonderful. Like, your own baby just picks the phone and calls you. It's so sweet. I'm telling you. The day that you feel funny, like, this girl actually, she knows my number, called me, like, wow. It's so wonderful. It was very emotional for me. Like, I know the girl, very small girl. Like, I knew her. I did her name, like, it's such a beautiful, who wouldn't want that in his family? Like, just seeing your children grow up and have a normal, proper conversation with you. Why wouldn't you want, why do you think Satan will want you to have that? So today I speak to all the men, married or unmarried, stand today as watchmen. Stand strong as watchmen. You are being prepared. The battles that are coming against the church in the next 10 years, 15 years, it will be the fathers that will ward it off. It will be the fathers, not the pastors, that will stand like this and say, this thing will not come, it will not pass through this way. Stay back. But the fathers have to be trained. When you go home, that devotion people normally do, don't read the Bible every time. Don't pray every time. Just say, let's talk about what it means to be born again. Josh, have you been able to give a life? Say, okay, can you share your experience? Let's even hear everybody talk. Hear them. You think they don't know what they are doing? They will talk. They will tell you stuff. Then say, okay, this one you can now adjust their theology. Tell them, when I was in secondary school, I wasn't a Christian. So tell them your story. Tell them the gift of the Spirit that you have. Tell them how God speaks to you. Don't let the world train them. Don't let the world. The world is vicious. Satan is not playing. Don't let the world train your children. If you think you are not married now that you are exonerated, you are playing. You have been conscripted. From today, you are now in the army of the Lord. You have to start thinking like a father. Think of how you are going to protect your children. Think of everything you need to do. Don't allow Satan disciple your children. Wake up today and tell yourself, we are restoring divine order. Look, it's our task. I'm going home. I'll go and do the same. Forget about where you came from. Forget about what you don't have. I grew up in a house where we use granite, palm oil and grinded pepper. That was our stew. I learned how to eat raw maggi. Just sprinkle a bit of it. Just to give the the pepper and the oil. Just some. Put it on my rice like that. I don't remember those things anymore. Don't hide your past from them. Let them know they are privileged. That you can come to school to pick them. Let them know. Many of us, nobody came to pick us. We trekked home. Am I saying something that is... They came to pick me in school. They gave me 5 naira, be 10, 1 cup or whatever. I used to buy reke and trek. You may not know reke. Those of us in the north, we'll buy. Once we close, they will come and stay at our school gate. 1 naira, 150, 1 naira, 50 kobo. We'll buy reke and I will trek for 2 hours. What are you talking about? When my dad told me, if I insisted that I would keep going to the fellowship, he would not give me a budget again. I learned how to trek for 2.5 hours. Because we lived around Old Maiduguri Road towards Yobe State. And my school was Command Secondary School, somewhere in the center of the town. No normal human being should do that trekking. I was just 11, 12. Nobody even stopped on the way, see me in command uniform. To say, "A young boy, where are you going?" God ensured that nobody carried me. And if in Jamaica say, maybe we should help him, we say, "No, leave him. He will need this thing in the future." Don't hide your story from them. Tell them. Let them know life is not, whatever they are seeing is what you chose to allow them to see. If you remove the veil and let them see how life is, how that those outside are waiting to devour them. Why it is important to honor your parents, because you will live long on this earth. Tell them and show them the scripture. You are not there to be their friend. You are there to be friendly. It's a difference. When they now grow up and they are mature, then they are your friends. Come on, say divine order. Starts with me. Starts with me. I speak over all these children, you are blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Amen. You will grow in grace. Amen. You will have an encounter with the Lord. Amen. You will have your own encounter with the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. So let's go home and start from the family. Hallelujah. Can I tell you? One philosopher said, so when the student is ready, the teacher will show up. If you are truly ready, peradventure, the Lord is now here. Out of so many titles that Jesus was called, his most favorite title was the teacher, not the prophet, the teacher. So we must embrace that teaching ministry again and allow him to show us how he wants us to lead our lives. Believe me, you'll be better for it. Into your temple. Your church is ready. Come. Your bride is waiting. Hallelujah. We'll take that song one more time. The Lord spoke to me. He said, there's a family here. The Lord says, as soon as you step out of this place, go and make peace with your spouse. Go and make peace. Because the times of refreshing are already upon you as a family. Don't allow any conflict again. Go and resolve whatever is going on there. Speak responsibly to each other and settle whatever is happening there. Because the Lord said the time of refreshing is upon your family. Your bride is waiting. Your church is waiting. Your bride is waiting. Will you please come? Come.
church is waiting.
Say your church is waiting. Say your church is waiting.
Your church is waiting. Come, come. Your bride is waiting. Come, come.
Say your church is waiting.
Your church is waiting. Come, come. Your bride is waiting.
Say your church is
waiting. Your church is waiting. Come, come. Your bride is waiting. Come, come.
Say your church is waiting.
Your church is waiting. Come, come. Your bride is waiting.
I was in my third year in the university, and I remember that morning I was walking to school in slippers, walking across the road, you know, towards my friend's house, Pastor Desmond, and I was going to school. And I had come so used to walking along those because it was like some prayer time for me. And I had a very interesting conversation with the Lord. Actually, it wasn't a conversation, it was just an update. The Lord said to me, said in the future, you remember that lady you prayed for? She said, she's going to be your wife. I said, who? And he mentioned her name. And I said, he said something that was a bit funny to me. He said, you know yourself now. You don't have good eyes. Eh? You don't know what is good. So let me point, and then you can do the toasting. I said, okay. I expressed my reservation, so my wife also did not want me. So the feeling was mutual. I didn't say anything to nobody. But since I told the Lord, if this is you, make me love her. That's why I said to him. Then I realized, like a week later, I would be praying. My mind would divert to her. I would be thinking of how she catwalks. I said, this is not happening. Ah, no, it will not happen. This is not happening. Should this say prayer time, prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. And in the next 4 days, it will be 15 years. Amen. Hallelujah. But, you know, we cut it for about 8 years. So that was a long time. Mostly distance. So we didn't even know so much about each other, except that we were Christians. And thank God, God bless MTN for Extra Cool. Extra Cool preserved that relationship. Amen. And I was just looking at some of our old pictures way back. There was no form of comeliness in this man. There was nothing to be desirable. There was no clear-cut sign that I will make it in life. No, no, no. I have 2 doctorates now. And a 3rd one coming. So the first one was from the UK. The one that came 2 days ago was from the US. Then this 3rd one is from UNILAG. You know, and you know this one from the US, they sent it to me. They said they wanted to apologize to me. That's what they said, that they did something, that they are sorry. I said, well, what did you do? In short, they just sent it. I didn't pay. I said, this is how people do here. That's all that they do. In fact, they just vexed me and I go give her a doctorate degree. I said, when I line up. I said, how are we going to call this? Is it doctor and doctor? Or is it? I said, all for the doctor square. All for the glory of God.
Uh-huh.
So, but you know, there's no way on earth. I'm saying this too because we have a lot of young people here who are looking at the things only eyes can see. Huh? My wife came from a fantastic, well-to-do family. Me, I had to pray. My father was already dead. I had to pray my way. This person that is talking to you, I did not even see this person in the future.
Yeah.
4 days time, 10th of this month, was when I submitted my retirement or resignation letter from the bank 6 years ago. And I look at how, in obedience to the Lord, I wasn't trying to prove anything. In obedience to the Lord, I look at what 6 years has given to me. I didn't get it in 12 years in the bank. 12 years. So, me, I prioritize knowing what God wants me to do. Because I can tell the difference. God is our God, but he works with us individually. And I'm so grateful to God because I would have missed it maritally. There was one lady I liked. Later, they said she got married to a boxer. I said, a boxer. You like boxers? I couldn't marry this. Like, hi, boxer. So you see, we are made differently. She may be good for you today, but will she be good for you 20 years from now? Those are the real questions. And let me tell you, I don't know, my prayer is that she should live long enough, like 90, 100, because the truth of the matter is, I'm not sure I can do this again. I'm not sure. I can't. This, my standard is already too high. If you do anything, I'll just be comparing you. So just leave me with her. If we fight, we know how we settle. Just leave us. Don't even get involved. So I'm grateful to God that in 4 days' time, our marriage would have been 15 years. Not too long, just 15. And what can I say? She has made me better. And I think I've also tried my own little bit to make her better. I have been the man of the house, and she's the woman of the house. Everybody stays in his official position. See, this one, don't leave her now. The money I go spend now, now they think of that. This last 4 days now, I'm on you. All this one I'm doing, I'm just laying ground. Groundwork, so that she'll be patient with me. So thank you. You are such a wonderful person. Thank you. So please, I need ideas of where I can take her to. So please, see me in camera. Don't say many places. Just give me I will give you my budget. You know, we have to pay school fees next month, so you have to be very careful. But sincerely, if I pray for every one of you that is, you know, trusting the Lord, that God will make your home your home.
Amen.
You may think you are young now. See wisdom, see some of our young people. 5-10 years from now, it's not the same thing. You're already married. My prayer for us here is that we'll, in Harvest World, God will give us happy homes.
Amen.
Homes that God can use as reference points.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will give us wholesome children.
Amen.
We won't have children growing up who came out of this church that will become unbelievers.
Amen.
Their ways will be set on the path of Christ.
Amen.
Listen to me, in the years that are to come, the Lord will send us single fathers, single mothers to this church, divorced, widowed. We must be old enough in our heart so that we can love them and support them, not from a point of pity, but because we are co-heirs with Christ. Are we together? So because life will not treat all of us the same way, So, but when these people come, they must not even smell
that we are looking down on them. No, God, not here. Not here. Whether you are single or married, whatever, you are my sister in Christ. And that is what counts. That's what counts. And that is my prayer. Not that, I thank God for Lamborghini and all these things, but really, what does it really mean? It's a distraction. It's okay, but it's a distraction for me. Because if I really have money, I would rather not let you know. Yeah, I don't want the EFCC. I was listening to an EFCC officer speak, Bro Michela. Do you know what the guy said? He said, do you know how we know those we investigate? He said, whether they are pastors or businessmen. He said, we'll see what you people post about them on social media. He said, we don't know any of them. We just said, oh, there's one guy, he sprayed money over his mother's coffin. He did one thing in the village. Oh, who is he? They'll go and investigate. He's not paying tax. Arrest him. See, that's what they do. He said, we don't know these people. You are the ones pointing them to us. So why will I have 100 billion and tell you? Why will I leave the money in my account? Why not put it in Ethereum or something? Why will I tell you that I have 100 billion? Tell me. If I have 100 million now, tonight, and it's cash, I may not tell my wife. Because we will not sleep. She will not let me sleep. Me, I can sleep. But because she said, no, we have to take this money out of this house. So that night, my sleep will be very difficult. So I will keep it under her pillow. She will not see it. Then the morning, I will now say, this morning, but I'm on my way to the bank. I say, Abe, carry your wallah and go. Eh? So nobody wants wallah. So why would I want to show God's faithfulness by driving a Lamborghini? It's not God's faithfulness. Because when they tell you the price of that steering or the oil, you will now know that God is not good. However, if you can afford it, I'm willing to be the pastor of someone that drives a Lamborghini. But for me, I don't need it. I don't need it. It doesn't make any. I'm very British in my mind. I don't need it. So, hallelujah. Let's give an offering to the Lord. Amen. Now please go back.